This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined here by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Yay, thanks for having me.
Also on the mic, we have our producer, Tom Turbrock, in here with us.
Good afternoon, you two, and congratulations. Your 100th show, and that is saying something. There's a lot of folks that have tried shows. They may get in 10. This is fantastic, and what a great show you two have.
Our 100th show. That is it's
very
quite a landmark.
Proud of you. Heck yes, it is, man.
I tell you what, it's not easy to do it either. Just the amount of time
it
takes.
Tell people, absolutely,
when
man.
It's not the full-time profession for either of us. We're not professional radio personalities.
Nope.
We just enjoy sharing our passion, you know, and trying to be a resource for all the listeners about real estate, about finance, about credit.
It shows, though, man.
And then even about the lessons that we learn.
Yeah.
I love sharing those things.
Mm, me too. It's been fun.
Yeah. What are some of your best memories, Tammy, of 100 shows?
Oh gosh, really, it's being able to meet all the people, and that's been great. And it's been kind of interesting when someone has come up to you and said, "Man, I've heard you on the radio, and it really made a difference in my life." And that's kind of cool. Those things are neat to me.
Yeah, that is cool. And Tom, you produce a lot of shows at
yes,
the station.
Sir. Yep.
I guess, what are your thoughts? Because you listen to our show every week. You've produced all 100 of our shows.
First of all, it's a very fun show, upbeat show, which really you could feel that. You guys have helped so many people in that time, and it's not like you're out here, I need money. I need money. You're not hawking. You're helping.
Mm-hmm.
And that really stands out, where I've seen you go out of your way to do things for people, you know, that you didn't have to do. But I'm just so proud of you both. But very classy show, and folks, I trust them. So everything that they tell you, they research it, it's correct, and they want to help you out. So just proud to be on this show. And you should be so proud of yourselves.
Well, that's humbling, Tom, especially coming from you. You've been in radio
true,
for 30 years, and it's definitely very humbling.
It is true, my pal.
You know, a few years in radio for us, it's been a learning experience, and always honored to work with you every week.
Sure.
So. Same here, man. It's just you're great folks, and show was good at the start, and then it got great when Tammy joined. So that's how it kind of built on that. It was good, and then went great.
Well,
you know what? You two flow well. And to hear it from a husband and wife, that's strong, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. One of my favorite memories of the show is all of our listeners that call us.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they call, I always ask quite a few questions, because I want to know, what are they like? What are they not like? What are the improvements we can make? Are they okay with the dynamic with a husband and wife on here? And then also, because I'm experienced in this field, Tammy's not necessarily experienced in it, so she's having to research these things. But she, Tammy, I love the fact that you offer that consumer view. If we start using jargon or something that people don't understand,
right,
you jump
right.
in.
Yeah, I try to. I don't always, but yeah, I try to.
It helps,
though. I mean, it helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it helps hold us accountable.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a great 100 shows, and let's jump into this, because I think we have some great stuff in store for us today. Tammy, I know that we were in a recent discussion talking about mistakes that people made when they're buying a house, and especially their first house. But I don't think these apply just to your first home. But you know, what are, you know, we talk about all the things that we wish we would have known. If I only knew then what I know now is
right.
a common cliche.
Right.
Yeah, so you know, new home buyers are always making those mistakes, and we always want to encourage them to get professional advice and want to share a few of these common missteps. And we've scoured the internet to find what are some of the most common mistakes that people make, as we've seen them on blogs and different posts out there.
Right, and then our own personal experiences as well mixed in today.
Right, we've each owned a lot of houses.
I've
had, I guess, 6 houses that I've owned that I've occupied, and then I've had over 200 investment properties, you know, 190 properties that I flipped, and up to 112 rental units at one time. So it's been a lot over the years. So Tim, what's the first one on your list?
Well, the first one I think that comes up is, you know, people tend to get approved for a certain amount of money, and they end up borrowing the entire amount that the bank says that they can afford. And there's always that, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. You know, after 4 or 5 years in a property, they realize, man, they just can't make it the way they're set up. So, Doug, I know that you're a licensed originator. You're a branch manager for Cherry Creek, and I know that alone gives you a lot of experience. So how do you help people once they've realized this mistake?
Okay, so the mistake, just to put that, is basically borrowing borrowing the full amount that the bank tells you you can afford.
Right.
Okay, and this speaks to two things here. One is having an improper debt strategy is a major home buying mistake. Okay, this is the largest debt you're ever going to take on, so it needs to integrate into your long and short-term financial and investment plan. Make sure you maximize the tax deductibility of your mortgage, and you just pay the least amount of interest on all of your debt over time becomes very important. So this is, you know, the second thing is it speaks to the difference between approvability and affordability.
Okay.
That's a huge difference. Is that every day I'll see people that I can approve them for much more than what they really can afford.
Right.
Because what we look at when we approve loans are only the things that show up on your credit report.
Right.
Okay, we don't differentiate whether you have 1 kid or 8 kids. Okay, we don't differentiate, you know, we don't take into consideration your car insurance, your grocery bill, how much money you spend going out to eat.
Right.
Okay, we don't differentiate just all kinds of spending habits that don't hit your credit report.
Right. That's true.
So those are things where, you know, the payment somebody's comfortable making. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. I just had somebody come in recently, and you know, they're renting a house for $650 a month. Okay, and decent combined income. Well, $80,000 was the combined income for this couple, and they wanted to buy a house. I could approve them up to $275,000. Okay, but that payment was going to be about $1,700 or $1,800 a month.
Gosh.
They're paying $650 right now. They have tons of student loans because they have not paid their student loans off yet, and they've been deferring them, kicking that can down the road. They had about 10 credit cards.
Oh, gosh.
Mostly maxed out, okay? And they're not making a lot of progress now. And I said, listen, I can approve you to $275, but it's not smart.
Right.
It's just not a wise financial decision because – you really need to pay off some of this debt first, because if you're paying $650 a month in rent and now you're going to go to, you know, let's say $1,750, $1,100 increase in monthly housing expense, and you're not making progress on your debt now, what makes you think you're going to make progress on the debt then?
Right.
It doesn't make any financial sense.
Or
buy a much less expensive home.
Right, which makes more sense.
Right, absolutely. I get the fact they wanted to get out of the little house they were in. But you have to be smart about it.
Right, right. Well, another common one that we found was a lot of people want to be they wish they would have been represented better by a realtor. And how often does that come up?
You know, it comes up frequently because it's so important. You know, it's one of the major home buying mistakes, because you need to choose your realtor carefully and make sure that you're protected by somebody that's a top-notch negotiator that's really going to look out for your best interest. I just had a situation recently where, and I get this a lot. So an agent that I use a lot had a buyer that was signed on her property, and her agent, the buyer on this property, wasn't protected by their agent. Okay, they end up blowing through their commitment date. They didn't demand a commitment. The day after their loan commitment date, their lender denies them for the loan.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, they're out $1,000 earnest money because they weren't protected properly.
Hmm.
So that's where, you know, you need to have a realtor that really understands contracts really well. They'll research the situation for the seller.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
They'll negotiate on your behalf. They're not really worried about you being in somebody's favor or making anybody happy besides you as the buyer. They need to be a hardcore negotiator on your behalf. And these, you know, Tammy, these first two things we've talked about, I actually did a piece on Fox News called The Three Home Buying Mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put a link to that on our website. Actually, I'll have you post this.
Okay.
You guys have to see this because as a professional juggler, I used a different dangerous object to represent each of these home buying mistakes. And these first two were included was having an improper debt strategy. You feel like you're lugging a bowling ball around with you everywhere you go. So I juggled a bowling ball. Not being represented by the right realtor. I have this board with all these spike nails, and I ended up, you know, popping a balloon because all your hopes and dreams get deflated. And then I used a machete to talk about, you know, how you need somebody that's a trusted advisor in your corner, mm-hmm. that can help you cut through everything in the media. So if you'd like to see a video on Fox News where I'm on there with Timmy Zell juggling a bowling ball, a machete, and a board with 31 spiked razor nails sticking out of it, go to our website at DougHaldeman.com. And you'll link to this video. You guys will love it. It's on YouTube. So, Tammy, when we come back, I want to go further into this topic because there's a lot more.
We're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, and I'll ask the question that, have you ever let emotions cloud your judgment when you were buying a property or buying anything big in life? We'll learn how to avoid those emotional mistakes when we return. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.